Hi everyone on Audio Boo. I wanted to respond to this boo that I heard in the morning. Two boos, actually. And I will tag both of you in this post. First off, I want to start out by saying I have tried to record this several times, but I'm having one interruption after another today. And perhaps I should put this on Do Not Disturb. Maybe. I don't know. But I wanted to give my personal thoughts on Chris, or Pilgrim Chris's journey, his pack life journey slash adventures that he's going to be doing. First off, I've been trying to catch up on Audio Boos for days. I have been so busy with school that I just haven't had the time. So I just have to say that I am inspired, and I admire his bravery and courage to go out and do this, to go out and go into the open road with just his cell phone and a backpack, and to travel and hike and meet new people and record these adventures and share them all with us on Audio Boo or Twitter or wherever else he's going to share them. I think it's amazing. Because I think, like many of us, we would all like to do something like what Chris is doing. I certainly would. I would love it. I've always loved to travel, and I've always loved to go to new places and see new things. I want to do a cross-country trip for my birthday, but I don't know if I'll be able to do it because of money constraints and budget constraints and school and everything. But if I had the opportunity, I would take it. I would love to go and see things. I would love to go and see the world through the eyes of someone who really can't, who has a very distorted view of things with the eyes that don't really work as well as most people's because of my vision. But that doesn't mean I don't see the world, because we all see the world. We all perceive the world in a completely different way. So I think it's just fantastic that he's able to do this. And to really give honest thoughts about how he's feeling as he, sorry about the computer, as he goes through this process of, you know, how he feels about the whole thing and what his honest thoughts are, because I have never really known, I haven't known Chris very long. But from what I understand, I can see by listening that he is an honest, nice person who, out of the goodness of his own heart, he's following his path, and his connection and his calling by maybe God, I don't know. But I think, and this is in reference to another boo that I heard. I also heard Max or McCulkin's response to boo, to his boo about his journey. And I do agree that it is his connection between Chris and his God and his calling. I think it's the calling of his, of what his soul or what he's meant to do in this life. And I think when Chris brought up his connection to God and how he sees God in other people and God in people, I mean God all around us, and he wants to commune with God through others and connect to himself. I thought it was amazing because it's a really good way of seeing people. It's a really good way of seeing the connection to God that we all have, but it may be in a different way than most. I don't normally bring up faith and beliefs and religion because I don't want to offend other people, and I don't want people to think I'm proselytizing or doing anything Because there's so many different beliefs out there, and there's so many different people who have other opinions, that I'm just one person of many who sees God in a different way. And that's what I tell people when I say, yes, I do believe in God, but I believe in God in a different way than you do. And when I elaborate, when I tell them that I see God as many gods, as I see God as the divine source of something that we cannot comprehend, that I cannot comprehend, because it is so vast and omnipotent and immanent and is all around us. I cannot comprehend, and I'm probably it's really distorted about how this higher power, if you want to call it that, is. I see God as having many aspects, and as a she and as a he, as a god and a goddess, and I connect with that higher power through those aspects. So in this case, you know, I'll say just God, you know, I connect God and goddess through, you know, God through the sun, and the goddess through the energies of the moon. I connect through them through nature and through trees, through the elements of nature, through water and air and fire and earth and our earth, you know, the Mother Earth. I see God that way. And I think no matter what we believe in, no matter what religion we may belong to, we still see God. We just see God in a completely different way. I think that our religions at their core emphasize a connection to something, a connection to the divine in some way, whether it's God and goddess, many gods or many goddesses, you know, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or just Jesus and God. Either way, we still connect. And I really didn't want to go into faith a whole lot on this boo, but I just think it's amazing what Chris is doing, and amazing what he's doing. And many people may think he's crazy for doing it. I don't. I think he's an inspiration, and I think that it's just, it's great, because it takes one person to change someone's life. And I think we all do that in many different ways, and I think it takes one person to make that one decision to follow their dreams and to do what they feel their soul, or they feel that their purpose in life is, to follow that big dream that they've always wanted to do, and to follow their life's purpose and fulfill it. I wish you the best of luck. I wish you many blessings on your journey, and I hope things go well. So thanks everybody for listening, and like I said, I will tag both Chris and Mac in this boot. I hope everyone is having a great Wednesday, and I'll talk to you all soon. Many blessings, everyone.